If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Time for Low Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Your categories this week: we have the 10 most obese states in America, and we have for you the most least chill cities. In other words, the most stressed out towns in the United States. So we got stressed out cities and obese states, and you guys are playing amongst yourselves. What's your pick there on Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
You think obese states, Ted? I mean, obviously, we're going to pick on the SEC, and there'll probably be a few outliers.
Let's try stress.
You going to try stress out cities?
Stress out cities.
All right. Okay.
Now, you took out all the tiny ones, right? So these are going to be big cities that are stressed.
Well, I mean, for the most part. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll steer you guys toward the state, and that way you can see if you can just guess the city if we get down to that point. If we get to that point where we need that, we'll do that. So, yeah. They say stress, it's everywhere, at work, at home, on the way to work from home, in your checkbook, at the doctor's office, on and on and on and on. But denizens, they call them, of some American cities are distinctly more likely to take a Hakuna Matata kind of attitude toward whatever comes their way than, say, the wrung-out people of certain cities. So, the people at WalletHub.com who do this, they took a look at the stress levels of 182 U.S. cities through the lens of four metrics. That would be work stress, which includes unemployment and commute times.
All right.
Financial stress, poverty, median household income, family stress based on divorce rate, child care, and health and safety stress. Share of adults in fair or poor health, suicide rates, to see how things shook out. So we have for you the 10 most stressed out cities in the United States of America. You guys want to take a crack here at guest number one?
I guess my old hometown of Baltimore.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
Damn.
Baltimore, Maryland is the third most stressed out city. They say 58% of the citizens of Baltimore are stressed out.
Yeah, well, you brought up some things. You said, like, family and child care. I know that's a huge issue there. You brought up the work and the commute, maybe not the worst, but the thing, you said poverty.
Yes,
so, but Baltimore's broke, and that's not news to anybody. It has some of the highest property taxes in the country. I mean, it doesn't work, right? So
is that because it's its own city?
Because it's its own city, right? It's not, you know, Seattle is part of King County. Miami is part of Dade County. On and on it goes. Baltimore's the biggest city that's just what they call an independent city. Like Baltimore,
so the school systems, all those things.
Oh, you got to foot the bill somehow. The roads. And nobody really has a job, so the money comes from exceptionally, extremely high property taxes. And what's crazy is very few people in Baltimore City have any real property. Right? You might have, you live in a row home, and then you might have a parking pad. That's your entire property. It is a nothing. It's like, I don't know, spending thousands of dollars a year on a parking space.
Okay, you're one for one, Baltimore, Maryland.
How about Baton Rouge?
Too small of a city. But you know what? I mean, I think you're in the right state.
New Orleans.
New Orleans is number 10. Yeah, so don't think like, you know, Olympia size or anything like that. Go a little bit.
You know what? You're right. I just picked it because it's always all the worst.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I was like, you absolutely are not wrong.
No. It's terrible.
New Orleans, again, poverty. Nobody works.
So half the population is stressed. But honest to God, if you were to go there, you would never know it from any of your servers, any of the people in the entertainment, or I'm sorry, I guess travel world or tourism world. They're all in good spirits.
They put on a good face, for sure.
They really do.
But you're not going to visit the parts, right? You're not going to visit the parts where it's bad, man. I lived there for a year, and I don't know why I would think this. Obviously, there's more to any city than what you hear. There's more to Seattle than just rain and Microsoft, right? But so I'm going to New Orleans. I'm like, oh, dude, funerals in the street. It'll be great. It's not. Basically, if you weren't in kind of the safe areas, quote unquote, man, it got real bad real quick.
So like, if you're in a ward.
Yeah, like bad, bad. I was like, good Lord, man.
What do you guys think about? Is New Orleans the only city in the United States that has wards?
Houston used to. I don't know if they do now.
Milwaukee did, too.
They have wards as well?
I want to say, yeah, like it was like Ward 5,
Ward
6.
So a ward is what? Just a neighborhood kind
of? It's just a different way of cutting up the city. Some are wards. Some are districts.
Okay. All
right. Like Louisiana is the only place with parishes, which is just a county. So you'll be so-and-so parish. It's the same as a county.
Okay. You guys are 2 for 2. New Orleans, Louisiana, number 10, and Baltimore, number 3. There's 8 remaining. No strikes against you.
Detroit.
About to say, what do you guys think about Detroit? Maybe Cleveland, too.
I think they're the number one most stressed-out city in the United States. 6 out of 10 people there are stressed out at all times.
I can believe that.
What do you guys think about, like, Cleveland?
I was thinking Cleveland.
Right,
like Cleveland, Buffalo.
I've been there a couple times. Nice folks there, but you can tell there's not a whole lot going on out there, and that might stress people out.
And technically, if you're looking at this whole map, Toledo would be worse, but it's a smaller town. Akron, Ohio would be worse as well, but Cleveland is number 2.
Bam.
Oh, damn.
So you guys got the top 3. Detroit, Cleveland, Baltimore, and number 10,
should we stick with the AFC North or leave the division?
I know. I'm really just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, get out of the AFC North.
Okay.
Just Pittsburgh's on up and up. You know.
So right now we've got 2 cities in Texas.
Ooh.
Austin?
No. Probably San Antonio.
San Antonio's number 9.
Oh, good call.
Half the residents in San Antonio. I know nothing about San Antonio. The people that I've known that go there have gone there, have had a good time. They said the food's good. There's a river walk that kind of stinks every once in a while, depending. It's hotter than God.
I got a buddy that lives there, and I guess the way to put it is he likes it, but he would say it's just not for everyone. I think that's probably the best way to put that.
You guys are halfway to home with Detroit, Cleveland, Baltimore, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Well, there are 5 remaining.
We got one more Texas one. You guys think either Dallas or Houston?
I would go Houston over Dallas. Is it like Dallas has more money? I don't know, though.
Let's do it.
Houston. Number 7.
All right.
You've completed the Texas depressed areas. Okay, there are 4 cities
Houston's
remaining.
Ugly.
Now look, one of these cities is not the biggest in the world. They do have 1 professional sports team.
Oklahoma City.
They are known for
Columbus.
Their crime rate. They are known for barbecue. Matter of fact, 2 of the remaining 4 cities known for their barbecue.
Memphis,
Tennessee is number 4 on the list. About 6 in 10 people there, miserable.
Yeah, everyone I've met from Memphis are like, look. A storied history, by the way to put it. Lots of historical things. I'm from Memphis. Did their whole life. I hate it.
I've heard about Memphis is go to Beale Street
and then
leave Memphis.
Yeah.
There's another very historically significant city on the list.
Like Boston?
Boston, Philly. Historically significant.
I mean, is it D.C.?
It is not Washington, D.C.
Philly?
Philadelphia.
All right, yeah.
Number 5. Man, I have not spent much time in Philly in my adult life. I did when I was in my late teens, early 20s, because I had a buddy from that Cherry Hill, Morristown area. But man, I never had a bad time in Philadelphia, ever.
Because you don't live there.
I probably so.
I mean, honestly, like the few times I go to Philly, right, because I have some of my in-laws that live there, and like I end up having a good time, but I know for a fact I would not want to live there.
Food's good.
Kind of like being an uncle.
I mean, the food's really
fun
good.
With the kids,
it is.
But you get to leave them there.
The food's got a mixture of the German influence from Pennsylvania. It's got a mixture of the New Jersey influence and the Maryland influence.
Okay.
So you get the seafood, you get the Jersey hard rolls, you get the tomatoes, you get the German potato salad and all that crap from the Amish folk. So, like, it really is kind of a good melting pot on food.
All right,
there's 1 city. I'm sorry, 2. There are 2
left.
One's a barbecue town. One's a town that's not really known for anything.
Is there one in a Carolina that we're missing, like Raleigh or Charlotte?
No. Actually, North Carolina does real well.
I kind of figured that they did.
North Carolina and South Carolina are probably the 2 hot spots on the East Coast right now.
I'm a thrill. KC?
Not Kansas City.
Not KC.
Damn.
Now, you know this place. You know this city. You've been there, Ted. I think you're the only one in the room that's been there.
Known for its barbecue. Where have you been that is known for its barbecue?
Well, they have a good barbecue scene.
Okay. All right.
Well, we're done with Texas.
Mm-hmm. Are we done with Tennessee, Miles?
We are done with Tennessee.
We're done with Tennessee.
We are done with Tennessee. One is kind of like just vanilla. I mean, vanilla.
Like Salt Lake City vanilla?
Like vanilla, like Salt Lake City vanilla, but, you know, not Salt Lake City.
Is there like a Vermont or New Hampshire city that's...
No, this is a bigger city. They got 2 sports teams.
They got two
pro sports teams.
And they're vanilla.
And vanilla.
Just plain as hell.
This is a Bob and Tom show.
Indianapolis.
All
right.
Indianapolis right.
Might be more vanilla.
Number 8.
What Salt they're known for? Their shrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
All right.
Indianapolis, Indiana, known for their shrimp cocktail again. That's it.
What do they do differently than everybody else's?
It's the cocktail sauce.
It's a cocktail sauce. And the when shrimp that steakhouse, cannot be fresh. When the steakhouse had the shrimp cocktail, it was so long ago that it was like a big deal that they had it.
Yeah, St. Elmo's Steakhouse.
And we're missing one more.
You're missing one more.
Still the barbecue spot.
It's a barbecue spot. And I've been there. And you've been there. All right, they're also known for toasted raviolis. And
St. Louis.
There you go. St. Louis pizza.
Yeah, you're right.
Top 10 most depressed cities in the United States goes something like this. In 10th place, New Orleans, followed by San Antonio at 9. 8 is Indy, Houston 7, St. Louis 6. 5 is Philly, 4 in Memphis, Baltimore 3, Cleveland 2. The number one most depressed city is an up-and-comer, believe it or not. As far as what people say, Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah, well, when you're at the bottom, you're up and coming.
You got one way you
They've been up and coming for a while.
Yeah.
Keep trying.
It's constant.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.